Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Mike Tobash of the 125th Legislative District in Schuylkill and Berks Counties. Representative Tobash, welcome to another report to your constituents. Earlier this week, we heard from the governor. They heard his annual budget address. This is the second one he's given, and the second time he's come in with a reduction in spending, this time a very slight reduction, essentially a flat-funded budget from last year, but with a lot of cuts involved because of some federal mandates for increased funding. Talk to us about the budget proposal as the governor gave it to us, and what some of the legislative priorities you have and your colleagues have moving forward that may need to be changed in this spending plan.
Well, we sit here again in the beginning of a budget cycle, and I understand all too well that this is a budget that will be impactful to many of the citizens of the Commonwealth and the constituents that I have in 125th District. The fact of the matter is that we went into last year's budget cycle without federal stimulus money that had previously been put into our budget, and we needed to make some tough decisions to get us to a point where we were not spending more than we were going to take in. And in fact, during the course of this last year, our revenue estimates have fallen even shorter than we had anticipated. So although I'm not happy about spending less, and certainly no one is happy about receiving less funds in their programs, it was important work that we did. Because with these shortfalls, we would just have been digging ourselves a deeper and deeper hole, and we cannot continue to drive up the debt of this Commonwealth and expect that we're going to turn things around. So we've got another budget this year that has basically level spending, slightly less than the previous year, and I believe it is built on realistic revenue expectations. So we all know that we can't outspend our ability to raise revenue. And I think that's where we're at right now. So as we're going down through the line items in this budget, it is going to be difficult work and heart-wrenching work to make sure that we are not cutting programs that are absolutely essential and will benefit the Commonwealth in the long run. One of the first things I take a look at is our education spending. If you take a look at last year's budget, we lost about $1 billion in federal stimulus money that went directly into our public schools. And that was tough for them to absorb. But they did it. And I talked to many school superintendents and administrators and school board members. And the message I heard last year was, we'll be okay for a year or two. And I'm happy to say that we've gotten through a year. And now we've got to work hard to make sure that we are driving as much money back into the public education sector as we can, because in the 125th District, we've got some school choice, and that is the choices that we find within our public schools. And we've got to make sure that they are performing to the best of their ability, and we're giving our kids the best possible education we can, while at the same time now outspending our taxpayers' ability to pay for it. So when I take a look at the budget, I see that education K through 12 has been funded pretty much level in this budget, and we want to make sure that that revenue is going to be enough to ensure that our public schools are healthy and that they are able to do the good work that we need them to do for our children.
And obviously, if we're going to look at raising revenues anywhere, we have to look at places that you might cut because, as you said, there's only so much money to be spent here in the budget. What are some of the areas that may see some raises in revenue over what the governor proposes and might see some actual cuts over what he proposes?
Well, you know, we're going to take a look again, and I know that in this budget, when you look at the line item, there are cuts in the Department of Public Welfare, and it's everybody's desire to make sure that there's no fraud or waste or abuse in these systems. And I think we all know about examples where people are abusing our welfare system. And when that occurs, then those resources don't go to the people that really need it. And it is a huge problem. But what I see in the governor's budget is that money will be flowing back to counties in a different way than it has in the past, and that's through block grants, which in essence takes off some of the handcuffs on how that money needs to be spent. So even though there's less money on the welfare side, I believe that what we're going to see is the flexibility that has now been granted to these county governments is going to give them the ability to do the good work that they want and need to do in a more fiscally responsible way. In other words, instead of sending $100 million back to a county and having strings attached to it, maybe they'll only get $70 million. But at that point in time, they'll have the flexibility to put that money where it's most needed. And I've got optimism in our local government's ability to spend that money wisely.
Representative Tobash, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Mike Tobash.